Mr. Kabund and his political family, we think that is excessive condemnation, very excessive. It's a condemnation just to satisfy any autocratic regime subordinately seeking a second term without balanced competition. With a persecuted press, we take note of this unfair sentence, the author of which no one suspects is Mr. Tshisekedi. This stage for Mr. Kabund will pass. We think that is a time, is just a time in our country. But Mr. Kabund thinks that this time will pass.
Are you suggesting that the sentencing and the verdict may have something to do with the elections coming in December?
Yes, the sentence is just to mistake Mr. Kabund to make his candidate to presidential election.
But according to the court, Mr. Kabund insulted the president.
The Court of Cassation rendered an unfair judgment, condemning the honorable deputy to a sentence of 7 years of penal servitude, while the maximum penalty for the offense of contempt is just a 2 years maximum. That is a very excessive condemnation.
As I was saying, the allegations are that Mr. Kabund insulted the president. What exactly did Mr. Kabund say?
Mr. Kabund said just three. He says that our country has gone wrong. Mr. Tshisekedi is not democratic president. There are many things. All Mr. Kabund say is just three about Tshisekedi regime. Tshisekedi regime is not a rights regime. There are not freedom of press. You know, in Kinshasa, they arrested many persons, politics, Mr. Tapmo Kalunda, Mr. Boujakera Sani, Cheribel, they is killed. There are many, many efforts in our country, justice or security, that prove that Mr. Tshisekedi is not a democratic president.
Can you appeal the decision of the Court of Cassation?
No, it's not possible because the Cassation Court judged at first and last resort. He has no possibility of appealing.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you too.